Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, Brianna. I got my credit card statement today, and there was a charge from you. And I'm not saying that I didn't buy it. I just don't remember what it was.
Okay. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Sure. 86336.
And your first and last name?
Steve Mandelbaum.
Yes, sir, I did find that account. And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Sure, 430 Arroyo Pinion Drive.
Yes,
Sedona,
sir.
Arizona, 86336.
Yes, sir. So I do see here that on December 20th, you took a survey or entered a contest for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. By doing that, it automatically enrolled you into our ByteHub Meal Planner app, which provides meal plans and recipes to help you cook better and eat better. That's why you're charged $49.89 for our Meal Planner app. What if I can make that $20 a month for you?
No, I did not want that. I was told that I was getting a free vacuum cleaner, and I don't even know what this thing is that you're talking about.
Yes, sir. So by taking that survey for that Dyson vacuum cleaner,
I'm not paying for it. I'm sorry. I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them that this is a fraud.
Okay, sir. Give me one moment. Let me see what I can do for you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I did go ahead and get this account canceled, and as a courtesy, I was able to issue that full refund of $49.89. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, I appreciate that, and thank you very much. Is there some, should I take a cancellation number or anything? Or?
Okay, so a cancellation number is going to be the letter C, as in cat.
Hold on 1 second. Let me just get a pen, please. Okay, I'll be right there. C.
920.
920.
295.
295.
696.
696. Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that'd do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Thanks. You too.